Even as many Americans celebrated the capture of Saddam Hussein over the weekend, President Bush, in yesterday's televised address, cautioned that the capture doesn't mean the end of violence. And he was right. Today in Baghdad, suicide bombers attacked two police stations, killing several people and injuring more than 20 others. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. We spoke earlier. Ivan, what more can you tell us about these attacks today?
They occurred this morning, two suicide car bombs is how it's being described, against two police stations, one in the western side of Baghdad, the other towards the north of the city, and more than 20 people killed and injured in these explosions, all Iraqis, according to the latest reports. And this is not a new target. We've had probably a half dozen police stations now hit by these types of suicide bombs over the past month, 2 months. And they're also frequently targeted by things like rocket-propelled grenades and mortars and drive-by shootings as well.
There are reports as well of demonstrations in Iraq today in support of Saddam Hussein, which is hard for people over here to understand, perhaps, with all the reports of his terrors.
Well, he did have supporters in this country. There were people who believed in him, and I've seen one of the small demonstrations appeared to be impromptu that kind of organized itself north of Baghdad on the road to Saddam's hometown of Tikrit, about 45 minutes out of the city center in a town of Mushahadeh. It was probably around 100, mostly teenagers and young men, scattered along a highway, waving his portrait, chanting the slogan, "With our blood and with our souls, we will defend you, Saddam." There were other demonstrations reported, one in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit that was broken up by U.S. troops with batons, another in a hardcore Saddam-supporting neighborhood of Baghdad, Azamiya, a protest that was organized today here in the Iraqi capital, and Iraqi police are reported to have fired up in the air to try to disperse that crowd. So there are supporters of Saddam Hussein, just as there are people all yesterday and throughout the night who were firing their guns in celebration upon seeing the images that Saddam Hussein had been captured. And it's just an indication of how divided this society is over their former dictator.
Ivan, you were in Tikrit earlier, as you say, Saddam's hometown and near the site of his capture. What's the reaction there?
There was a somber mood there today. People said the entire population appeared to be in shock yesterday, and today, almost not even talking about it, just moving on. Some of the folks that I pressed on this issue, they said that some of them couldn't believe that Saddam Hussein had given himself up without firing a shot. They thought he would have fought to the death. Others thought this was a creation of some American propaganda machine. The people in that city, they still call Saddam Hussein president. There is still a lot of respect for him and widespread loathing of the American occupation. And the tanks were out in the streets, very muscular American military presence, as well as Iraqi police presence on those streets. That city has been very unhappy with the American occupation since day one.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Alex.